Hello, here's a rare thing, a second Raven and Blues in the week. And it's not a live guest or a session, it's a mea culpa, really. As you know, if you're a regular, I endeavour to put the show together on a Thursday afternoon normally, spend an hour or so listening to the new releases that have come in via email or by the post, and also listening on iTunes. And iTunes is really good if you have a subscription, and you can download the tracks you like and have them, in my case, waiting in my playlist to be played the next day. So far, so good. Thursday of last week was me against the health service, in a sense. They went out of their way, I'm sure not deliberately, but they it happened that way, to make life exceedingly difficult. So by the time I sat down and put the show together on the Thursday evening, I wasn't calm, if that's the word. David Burgess, David Burgess, one of the listeners to the show for many, many years from America. He's going through a similar health patch to me, in fact, almost identical in a sense. And he, along with me, is sort of, I'm sure, got the same principle. That is, life's too short to be angry. If you have a day being angry, it's a day lost, really. And so I didn't get angry on Thursday, but it obviously affected my memory and my brain and stuff. So anyway, Friday comes, I get everything ready, have my breakfast, and then come up and talk to you and play some tunes. And for the first time ever, it just went terribly wrong. Even worse, I didn't even notice. I thought it sounded wrong, and when I played a track twice, I thought it sounded familiar. But the reality is, I played C6 Steve twice instead of him and Boss Gags, and then an even worse one, a country cowboy song, which that's described by Paul Long, in the place of both Joe Bonamassa and Billy Gibbons. So the three tracks I played, you never heard, although I back ID'd them and everything else. And I should have known, Billy Gibbons sounded wrong, Joe Bonamassa sounded wrong, and I've listened to it now. Now, the option was to, I knew about this yesterday, Saturday, and the option was to then go back and change it. But the trouble is that I looked and I got over 10,000 downloads by Saturday afternoon, and so 10,000 people had the old show. So this is to you. Yes, the people who've got the show, and it's not going to get altered. It's going to stay in perpetuity wrong and tracks played incorrectly. I've still got to work out what it is that caused it. I updated to Apple Mojave, the operating system, in the middle of the week, but that shouldn't have affected iTunes playing the wrong tracks in the wrong place. I've got time next Friday to get this resolved, but this is my little bit to you to explain the reason why it happened and my huge apologies. In all these years, I've never played twice the same track, and in fact, the wrong track twice, and back I know it. Should pay more attention and could do better. I think that's the best description. But so, huge apologies, and we'll be back to normal. Not last Friday's normal, but back to normal this coming Friday. Okay, cheers. Talk to you very, very soon.